I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There is also an object that has been making the rounds on social media that it's headed towards Earth, could be aliens. Who's to say what it is? What are astronomers and people in astronomy realms saying this object most likely is?
It's a chunk of something or other that has come from outside of our solar system. It's called an interstellar comet, which means its origins are not from within our solar system, and we know that because we can see the path that it's taking, and we can sort of retroactively and mathematically calculate where it came from. Where it's getting all of this undue attention is there was an astronomer, or is an astronomer, out of Harvard who, for reasons beyond understanding, suggested that some of the things that we're seeing it do have to be are not natural, that it's accelerating in a way that it shouldn't be. But all of the evidence points that everything that we're seeing can be absolutely described by regular orbital physics. But, you know, that's not the fun answer. The fun answer is, the mothership is coming back. But, you know, it's probably, I say this, ahead of time, that it's probably not a big alien spacecraft. It's just a regular old thing from the universe putting on a display for us. Chances are it's just a regular interstellar comet.
And should it turn out to not be just random space junk, and it does turn out to be the mothership, I am really excited.
Welcome our lizard overlord.
I am really excited to have another conversation with you that will probably look a little bit different.
I'll be in alien prison probably for talking against the mothership. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly fun to think about. You know, I mean, there's been countless science fiction movies that have started the same way, right? But no, this one, sometimes fiction is stranger than reality, and this is probably one of those cases.
And is there, I assume as it gets closer, more people will be able to see it. Do you guys have an idea of how close it'll get? Is this something people will be able to see with a telescope or with the naked eye as it kind of continues
probably
its travels?
The best, with the naked eye, no, definitely not. It doesn't get closer to us than about 1.8 astronomical units. So an astronomical unit is just what we call the distance, the average distance between the Earth and Sun. So it's about 93 million miles. So this thing won't come closer to us than, say, 200 million miles. It right now, it is a very early morning object. You need a powerful telescope to be able to see it and to know where to look. It's not easy to find. It is being tracked, as all comets are tracked and large enough objects in our solar system. We'll definitely not, unless something really strange happens and it brightens for reasons we can't currently predict, it will definitely not be an object you can see with just your eyes or even a pair of binoculars.
And as technology gets better, as telescopes get stronger, can we expect to see more of these objects that maybe don't come close to Earth but are now able to be picked up by technology? Can we just expect to have more of those in the news? Or is this kind of just a one-off?
I think... Are we going to be able to see more of these things? Let's hope. You know, whenever we can cast our attention to the skies and see what's out there, that's always a good thing. It's more likely that things will be seen through people's iPhones and Android phones, and they'll take pictures of things they see in the sky, because that's what's really becoming more prevalent. We've always had telescopes aimed at the sky. We've always had satellite telescopes as well, and as you suggest, there are plans for other telescopes to go up there and other objects of interest to be looked for. And generally speaking, astronomers are not going to misidentify something and call it a spaceship, because we know the types of stuff that's out there. See more of, and we've certainly seen it with lately on social media, is somebody taking their iPhone camera, which they, you know, which is a, it's a good camera, but it just doesn't do well in low light, and aiming it towards the sky and seeing something that moves and jumping to conclusions. That, I think, is what we're going to be seeing more of, is regular old things in the sky that people misidentify and think are aliens or something else that's up there.
I heard a conversation at a previous job not terribly long ago, and they were saying that there was aliens and alien satellites out, but what it really turned out to be was, I believe it was Venus and Mars had aligned,
sure. Yep.
But they were like, nope, that's not what it is.
Right.
And they had also taken pictures on their phones, and
they're absolutely convinced, you know, it was doing this, that, and the other. And it's like your iPhone takes a really good picture of your kids at the park, but when it's really dark out and you're trying to, you know, hold your hand steady and take a picture of something in the sky, and, you know, it doesn't take the greatest picture. And then if you're not yourself well acquainted with the things in the sky, then it's easy to misidentify things or jump to certain conclusions. And, you know, we get that all the time here, where somebody has seen something and they'll send us a picture, and, well, you know, it's like, well, when did you see it? Okay, so it's probably this. And, you know, it people would prefer to believe the fantastic than the mundane. And unfortunately, in this case, the mundane happens to be, you know, Mercury or Venus or Mars or Jupiter or something in the sky that we know is there. It's just, you know, when you take a picture of it, it looks a little strange.
And is there anything else you want our listeners to know, either about the supermoon, other cool astronomical things going on, the definite not mothership that is not coming close to Earth?
My suggestion is that if you want to learn about the night sky, come to the Cranbrook Institute of Science. You can see the night sky in the planetarium. You can see the night sky in our observatory and actually see these things up close. And, you know, in 2 weeks, we, on November 15th, we have a Leonid meteor shower event. And meteor showers are oftentimes misconstrued as something that they're not. It's just, you know, pieces of a comet's tail hitting our atmosphere. But if you want to learn about them and see them for real here in Michigan, come to our event.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.